Dear America, I am lost at the National Zoo this leafy, warm Thanksgiving weekend, somewhere near the bipedal red pandas whose wedding hat tails drape like wisteria from branches, just 2.6 miles from the White House kitchen garden where puckered kale will soon freeze and curl, but closer, I think, to the source of sweet whiffs of straw and dung from another large species which, even armed with prehistoric hide and horn, may also feel sad in this afternoon light, despite swarms of polyglot children squealing, bay bay, soft wave of kids licking the glass, short slice of the 2.5 million visitors who've come to your zoo this year. Even on election day when I was in a Philadelphia suburb, twitchy from the swing state full court press, but not lost like now. Skirting small mammals, searching for the think tank, wanting to see Batang kiss her new son Red. Glimpse Daddy Kyle brachiating overhead, orange as acid mine drainage, hoping that from his place in the sky, he might be able to see through bamboo stands and light-wrapped trees, throngs of stroller pushers, zebra stalking cheetahs, first date nuzzlers, and point me to a place beyond the screechy flamboyance of flamingos, higher, where I can see all 2016 zoo goers at once, crowded against cages, spilling into the moats that separate us from beasts, and recount their sweet upturned faces, earnest otter eyes, extant and assembled, to picture them in some plus 365,000 more, scared, sandwiched together on Lion Tiger Hill, rounded up with goats in the kids' farm corral, waving from the roof of the Great Cats gift shop, who together are your lost citizens, the 2.8 million who each believed a vote was a voice that would be heard, each a peacock scream or a lioness's roar, sound storm of animal certainty, derecho of deep human desire, so very sure our collective shout would have your impartial ear, rightly grab your untamed heart.